Democratic legislative leaders say they've reached an agreement on a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill that includes key parts of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement Thursday after a meeting with the White House.
The White House, the House, and the Senate have reached agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated agreement. So the revenue side of this, we have an agreement on. Okay? Thank you. It's a framework, an agreement of a framework.
Schumer made the announcement at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's weekly briefing. Pelosi is a Democrat from California.
It's not about a price tag or anything. It's about values, not dollars. And when we come to agreement on what people are for or what they would cut if they want to do less, what would you cut? But our goal is to have a very specific priorities clearly presented with as close as possible results as possible.
The reconciliation bill contains funding for a range of social and environmental issues, including paid family leave and medical leave, universal pre-K, and programs to address climate change. It's part of a package that also includes a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Now, but the president put us on a course. We intend to stay the course and pass both of these bills as soon as possible.
Republican lawmakers have largely dismissed the bills as Democratic tax-and-spend socialism. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California opposes both measures, and he wants fellow Republicans to follow suit.
You know, I don't view it as a bipartisan bill any longer, where the Democrats have now made it one over $5 trillion bill, one without the other. It only harmed the nation even more. I'm voting no.
What about your members? Do you encourage them to vote no, too?
Yes, I do.
He explained his opposition to reporters Thursday.
So you're not voting for a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill. You're voting for a $5 trillion bill. That they will hold it unless it goes forward. They have their internal firing squad right now upset with each other because one side won't vote for it unless they get reconciliation. So whatever agreement they come upon is not about the infrastructure bill. It's about whether they can spend $5 trillion.
Meanwhile, some Democrats are working to make sure their bills don't get watered down. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and several other Democrats are focusing on the issue of Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. 12 red states have refused to expand Medicaid, the health program for low-income people. Warnock says no one should be denied health care because of where they live.
The pandemic is teaching us what we should have known, and that is that we need to make sure that all Americans, the 4.4 million Americans and the 646,000 Georgians who qualify Medicaid expansion, are rescued from a hostage situation. Because that's what's going on right now. We have politicians who are blocking Georgians and others in the 11 other states from access to the health care that they're already paying for in their taxes.
Democratic leaders are trying to thread a fine needle, trying to win Republican votes for the smaller bipartisan bill without losing votes from progressives for the measures. A failure to pass infrastructure legislation would be a huge blow to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts says there will be lots of negotiation and push and pull, but she says we are going to get there.
We're all Democrats, and we're all trying to move this thing in the same direction, and we're all trying to get to the same end point, and that is a package that works for the American people. We all understand that we need roads and bridges. We also need child care, and we need expanded access to health care, and we need to make a real down payment in the fight for climate change. So it's a lot of negotiations going on to try to get that done. The president is clearly putting his shoulder behind it. But keep in mind, this is the agenda that President Biden ran on, and it is the agenda by which he won by the largest margin in the history of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been pushing for a key House vote on September 27th. Whether that schedule holds remains to be seen. But Pelosi says, we think we're in a very good place.
I've always been very calm about this because it's like it always happens the same way, all this bluster and this and that and who's there and who's there. But at the end of the day, we will be unified for the American people. And we couldn't be better led than by Joe Biden and his vision for America's working families, so that we have fairness in our economy and justice in our environment, as well as in our economy in every other way, and that we open the door for women women to succeed in the workplace. So take one day at a time.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.